Let me just pray. Father, we thank you for your word. And I pray this morning that you would help us to understand what you are speaking to us through it. Lord, that our hearts would be receptive and our minds would be focused on you. We ask this in your holy name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. If you've got a Bible, or if you haven't got a Bible, can you make sure you've got one in front of you? And just turn to page 113. It's Leviticus chapter 12. Just turn to that page and put it down when you're ready. You won't need it yet. We will be looking at a couple of passages this morning, but it won't be on the overhead. So page 113. All right. Well, in our home group, we've been studying Luke. And for many of us, it's the first time that we've read this gospel. And it's all very new. Most of the ladies in the group are new Christians and unfamiliar with much of the Bible, God's word. And it's been an exciting journey to witness the goodness of God in these ladies' lives, and thrilling to see their hunger for his word and their keenness to understand it. And it seems to me that it doesn't matter how long you've been a Christian, you will never get to a point where you understand everything. And no matter how many times you've read the Gospels, God can always show you something new. And this is what happened to me when we were reading through Luke one Tuesday evening with the group. Something we read here in God's word jumped out at me. Something I'd never seen before, even though I'd read the account of Simeon and Anna so many times. And I remember saying to the ladies, "There's a sermon here," but not for one minute thinking that it would be me who would be delivering it. And then when Martin asked me to speak today, and he told me the text, Luke 2, 22 to 40, I knew that God was giving me that opportunity to share with you what I saw for the very first time. So here we are, the purification of Mary. And according to the law of Moses, which Mary and Joseph followed, if you'd given birth to a son, you would have to wait 40 days before going into the temple to take a sacrifice for the priest to offer for your purification. And we can read about that here. So if you've got Leviticus 12 in front of you, it says, the purification after childbirth. And this is what Mary and Joseph would have been familiar with and followed. So it says, the Lord said to Moses, say to the Israelites, a woman who becomes pregnant and gives birth to a son will be ceremonially unclean for 7 days, just as she is unclean during her monthly period. On the 8th day, the boy is to be circumcised, and then the woman must wait 33 days to be purified from her bleeding. She must not touch anything sacred or go to the sanctuary until the days of her purification are over. If she gives birth to a daughter, for 2 weeks the woman will be unclean, as during her period. And then she must wait 66 days to be purified from her bleeding. When the days of her purification for a son or daughter are over, she is to bring to the priest at the entrance to the tent of meeting a year-old lamb for a burnt offering and a young pigeon or a dove for a sin offering. He shall offer them before the Lord to make atonement for her, and then she will be ceremonially clean from her flow of blood. These are the regulations for the woman who gives birth to a boy or a girl. But if she cannot afford a lamb, she is to bring two doves or two pigeons, one for a burnt offering and the other for a sin offering.